For all the worry and speculation about heat affecting sockeye runs on the east side of Bristol Bay this summer, every district seems to be meeting or exceeding expectations. As the years get hotter and the water trends continue to rise from decade to decade, is there a point at which we might legitimately need to worry about the effect of a warming world on salmon? First, a caveat.
When you try and predict what's going to happen in an ecosystem, things just get complicated.
That's Jerry Bartholomew, director of the Aquatic Animal Health Laboratory at Oregon State University. Trying to peer into the future of Bristol Bay salmon is a bit of a shot in the dark. Without actual data, it's a lot of guesswork. Still, there are three pressing questions when it comes to salmon in warmer waters. First, how temperature affects fish, both in the short and long term.
So temperature has a sort of a nonlinear effect on salmon at all stages of the life cycle.
That's Daniel Schindler, a professor at the University of Washington School of Aquatic and Fisheries Sciences and principal investigator for their Alaska Salmon Program. He says that warmer temperatures have actually increased survival rates among salmon.
One observation that has become very clear is that because juvenile salmon are growing faster in freshwater, they're actually spending less time in the lakes before they migrate to the ocean.
Schindler says the record-breaking runs of the past few years are likely due to the fact that warmer water has increased the survival rates of salmon smolt, because warm water increases food supplies for the young salmon. Second issue, studies conducted in the United Kingdom have found that parasites can grow up to 4 times as quickly in warmer waters, and Bristol Bay fishermen have talked in recent years about higher incidences of parasites in local salmon.
But the data that we've looked at from Bristol Bay do not suggest that's the case.
One of Schindler's students recently looked at parasite infestation data from smolt leaving Bristol Bay rivers in 2010 and compared it to data from the 1950s, finding almost no difference in the number of incidences of parasite infestation. This isn't to say that there aren't parasites around, or that there won't be more as the water gets warmer, but Schindler says that at this point, research just doesn't show that steadily warming waters have ballooned the parasite populations. Finally, fish diseases can be very temperature-dependent. Jerry Bartholomew is a fish disease expert.
So if the temperatures are warm enough that the fish are going to migrate to a certain area and then congregate, that has potential to increase disease risk because you have fish massing within an area, and if you have pathogens that are transmitted from one fish to another, that increases that potential.
There are a multitude of factors that affect the spread of fish disease, and each of those factors is slightly different in each different watershed and river system.
You know, I certainly wouldn't say that every time you see a temperature increase, you have a disease outbreak.
It's a tough job trying to get scientists to speculate about the future because their bread and butter is data and observable fact. Here's Schindler's take.
Yeah, it's really clear from the data collected the last 50 to 70 years that the recent warming trend has translated into increased salmon abundance. Of course, the concern is where do you tip off the other side and do waters become too warm for salmon and their abundance starts to decline? We have not yet seen that, even in these last few very warm years that have been observed in Bristol Bay.
In his estimation, only time will tell what's too hot for salmon.
The emergence of whirling disease in Alberta, Canada, has been probably a good demonstration of what we're looking for toward.
Again, Oregon State University's Jerry Bartholomew. Although Bristol Bay may be different, she says we can draw conclusions from other places that have warmed and seen changes to their salmon populations.
They had a warm, dry period of a number of years in that region and had never seen clinical whirling disease, and in fact didn't even think that it was present in Canada. I think that's what we're looking toward in the future, is seeing things that may have been there at very low levels, or that habitats may now be permissive to things that weren't there before.
Salmon diseases can be more deadly in changing aquatic environments, but so far that hasn't been the case in Bristol Bay. For the time being, scientists are reticent to say too much about what might happen as things get hotter. They know that when things get too hot for salmon, in the upper 70s Fahrenheit, they start to physiologically break down. But Bristol Bay hasn't reached that point yet. Just as fisheries around Alaska are still discovering the effects of the unusual warming event of 2014 in the Pacific, also known as the Blob, Bristol Bay may not see the effects of this abnormally warm summer for years to come. It's up in the air, or rather, down in the water. In Naknek, I'm Sage Smiley.